Ready? Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Breakfast
Show. Show, but right now, you are heading off on your very first ever camping trip this afternoon.
If you're just listening to the show for the first time.
Welcome. Hi, how are you?
That's Maz there. My name is Gaundy. I am a man, but I'm not a very good man. It is the camping edition we've been doing on the show this week. Let me just set the scene here. Going camping this weekend. Rach in Coffs called the show.
Yes.
He said, have my campsite for the weekend. I said, thanks so much, Rach.
How lovely so and nice. Generous was that? So You guys have got this sweet camping spot at the beach at Crescent Head for the weekend.
Yeah, and look, never camped in my life, really, other than times when I've turned up to a mate's campsite and it's all set up, ready to go, and all I have to do is sleep in the bed. So I've never actually done it myself because I think it's more hassle than it's worth. But I borrowed a pop-up tent. People said, God, you need better than that.
To be fair, the only things that you thought you needed to go camping was a tent, a blow-up mattress and electricity.
Yep, that's it.
That's what we're starting with here, team.
That's what
we're dealing with.
Yeah. That's all I had.
But you have since been in touch with the awesome people at Freddy's, and they have sorted you out with the essentials for your weekend, which is lovely.
Yeah, so Paul at Freddy's said, come on down, we'll look after you. If you're going to do this thing, you need to do it right. So I went there yesterday.
We need you to survive.
We need you
back on air next week. You die in the wilderness.
So I popped on down there, freddys.com, if you want to get some great gear, okay? So they've got awesome stuff, freddys.com.au. I was blown away by the stuff they had in there. It is endless. So I picked up a swag.
So you're going to sleep in a swag.
A very decent swag. It's excellent. Almost like a tent swag. This thing's
beautiful.
Next level. He said you need some recliner chairs. You
definitely need camping chairs. So that's an essential.
I was like, mate, I'm happy with those. He said, no, trust me, get the recliners. So I did that.
Great.
A little table we've got, a little cooler esky thing we've got,
amazing.
A torch we've got now.
Are you still going to eat 3 meals a day at the bakery?
Well, we did discuss cooking utensils, and I said, Paul, don't need it this trip, mate. I'm doing the bakery.
Okay,
all right?
You're going to do the bakery.
This time around.
As your first foray into camping, fair enough. Well, pick your battles, dude.
Then you go into whole, like, what do you get? Because there's stoves, there's sinks, it's endless.
The campsite probably have barbecues that you could use.
Exactly.
But still, I get it. Like, I think this is a great phase one for you.
So I'm all gear, no idea at this point in time. And aren't we going to look like rookies rocking up to the campsite? Everything's still in boxes. So I'm
100%.
Not even unpacking. I'm going to pull it out of the car.
So you've packed everything into the car
in
from
boxes.
The shop.
Yep. And I'm going to the campsite. And I'm going to pull out a fresh box and pull out everything. And people are going to look at me like, look at this rookie here. Oh. So that is going to be me this weekend. But what I want to know this morning on 131060 is camping disaster stories. What do I need to avoid this weekend?
Okay. 2 weeks ago, my family and I decided to go camping. And we packed everything into Glenn's ute. He took all the tools out of the back of the ute. We Tetrised it all in there. And because we have a small child, we had to take a few extra things like a porta cot for him to sleep in because he can't sleep on a proper bed and all that kind of stuff. So we packed the car ready to go. It took ages. We took all the kitchen stuff. So we've got like all the camp stove stuff. We've got all the utensils ready to go. We've got the cutlery, the everything. So we're not doing bakery styles. We're doing full proper camping. We booked the spot. We're ready to go. So we went to sleep that night, woke up early in the morning, all excited about our family camp trip. And Glenn was paralyzed in bed because he had pulled a muscle in his back and his whole back was totally spasming and he couldn't even move.
That's not a fun trip, is it?
We went straight to the physio instead, cancelled the campsite because there's no way he could have sat in a car and driven for a couple of hours, or even if I was driving. The poor lad, he couldn't really even walk, so getting him to the physio was a bit of a disaster because I had to carry Henry and then kind of had Glenn limping on me. And so we didn't even – that's how much of a disaster our camping trip was. We didn't even leave the house.
Well, you did say to me before we jumped on air, you said, I've got something for you if you want to get out of it this
weekend. Well, I thought if you just like fake an injury before you get home today, camping trip's off. Like that's your get out of jail free card if you really don't want to go. But I think you're excited.
Can I be honest? Now that I've got all the gear, I was in Freddy's yesterday walking around going,
I want to be a camping
this
guy.
This could be the new me after this weekend, or people might put me off. Not a man. camping weekend.
You are ready to go. And at the beginning of this week, Gaundy, whenever we said the word camping, like you would physically frown with your entire body.
Do you, feel like I've come around a little bit?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm getting excited. You're like a different person. You're actually genuinely excited. You think you could become a camping bro, and it is a really different position to the one that you were in earlier in the week when you couldn't even say the word camping.
Here's the thing, though, because I've never been camping, so it is a first for me to go camping. Mm. I think I'm excited because I've got all the gear. I'm looking forward to the long weekend. So Freddie's looked after me. Freddie's fishing and camping. Freddie's.com.au, by the way. Unbelievable stuff if you want to go camping.
Everything.
They've got everything you need. So I'm excited by that. Excited by the long weekend, but ask me after the weekend how I feel.
That's the thing.
Because, you know, I might just be amped up and then go, ooh.
You still have to get there and set things up and be in nature and, you know, not have Netflix and all
of the... Oh, no, we still got that.
What do you mean?
Jamie and I are taking the laptop and I'm believe...
You're going to sit in your tent and watch Netflix.
No. Well, we've got a little... We've got a like a fold-up table and we're going to sit on our recliner chairs and maybe put it on the lappy.
Play cards.
Yeah, but you get bored of that after a while, don't you?
Yeah, but...
This isn't camping in the 90s, guys. This is 2021. We can watch Netflix, guys.
Oh, I just want you to really experience nature and just get rid of all of the tech for just one weekend. Just get off socials, put the netty away, and just play some cards. Have a glass of wine together. Just relax and have a good conversation with your wife sitting outside the tent in the reclining chair. Watch the sunset.
Who's going to check?
Sit on a picnic blanket.
Who's going to check Insta, Facebook, TikTok? And...
Everybody else is going to check Instagram all weekend.
Let's go to Amy on 131060. Check my Instagram, by the way. I'll be posting some stuff.
You will.
Amy on the Central Coast, good morning.
Hey, babe.
Hello. Now, you have some advice for me, I believe.
Just remember your tent.
Remember the tent. All right. Well, I've got an awesome swag, by the way. This swag is next level.
Why? I feel like that's a given.
So it's my birthday in January, and we used to go camping every year to Port Macquarie for my birthday.
Yeah.
And we got all the way up there. Mum thought she packed everything, and she forgot the tent. And it was a public holiday, so nowhere was open except a petrol station that hired out caged trailers. So she hired out a caged trailer, put a tarp over the top, and put a mattress in it. And we slept in that for 2 days until the shops opened so we could get a tent.
Okay, Amy, your mother is MacGyver, because that is a pretty excellent save.
Look,
by her.
Yeah.
But you forgot the tent. So this is where having a packing list is a really good idea, and check it twice, much like Santa does with his list.
Well, lucky for me, Amy, the tent slash
swag
that I've got, is fresh out of the box and in the car, ready to go.
Great.
So I'm not going to be sleeping in a cage.
You should probably put a tarp over it, though, because you're meant to wet them before you use them. So then they're...
Paul did say that. He did get it out, set it up tonight and wet
close it
tonight.
Down, let it dry and then roll it up.
Well, I'm staying at producer Maddie's tonight, so maybe Maddie and I can do that at his place. So that's going to be good.
That's a hard no from Matt.
I'll write Maddie
was
in
like, nope,
to
not doing that.
Amy, thanks for your tip.
Thanks,
I will
babe.
Be packing the tent.
Good.
It doesn't sound like you guys go camping together anymore.
No.
That was a one-off last trip.
Trauma. Okay.
We've had other suggestions. We've had the need mosquito repellent, right?
Yeah.
Need. That's Ken from
Ken. Suggested definitely take the mosquito repellent. And I will say, usually I do try and do chemical-free, toxin-free living. But for the purpose of camping, Gaundy, you need to go full-blown chemical mozzie repellent. Like, don't try and do the natural stuff. You're camping. It's the outdoors. You don't want to get bit. Get the chemical stuff.
I 100% agree with that.
Great,
because I would normally go the natural stuff. Yes. So Jamie's all about that stuff too, but
But for this...
God, for this...
Just put that aside. Go full-blown camp.
Inject it into me like the COVID vaccine is what I would say.
Extreme,
ready for the weekend.
Okay, good.
Gaundy and Maz.
This time yesterday on the show, it was all happening. We were doing Have You Married Your Dad?
Yeah, that's a normal question to ask people. Did you marry your dad?
But then it kind of got derailed by Banana Chat because that was kind of the link between your dad and your husband, Glenn. Take a listen.
I married my dad, guys. I only just realised this the other day. My husband, when we went to have lunch, was like, I'll have a banana sandwich. And I'm like, oh, my God. That's what my dad used to eat all the time.
Weird food combo and a weird situation to discover that you have married your dad.
I think we can do banana sandwich chat.
I think we should.
Another day. I think we need to dedicate a good, solid 30 minutes to banana sandwich chat.
I've had a message here saying they're unbelievable. Oh, need to give them a go. I got a message on my Instagram page here from Mitchell. Okay. Mitchell says banana sandwiches are the best.
Good on you, Mitchell.
Get on board. Let's do that another day for
another
full
time.
Half an hour. So that would be now, Maz.
We are going to dedicate 30 minutes of this precious airtime to discussing banana sandwiches because we've been inundated with people going, yeah, get on board banana sandwiches, guys. I only just discovered this when my husband requested a banana sandwich and then I realized that my dad has been eating banana sandwiches for his whole entire life, and I kind of blocked it out. And now I'm like, oh, yeah, it's been around for a while.
I'd never heard of it, to be honest, as a snack, but I have been hit up a lot of times since saying you've got to try it for yourself. Peter also was on the air with us yesterday loving it.
Banana sandwiches, they are absolutely brilliant.
There you go. Okay, this is just amazing.
Save that for banana sandwich chat, which we'll do tomorrow, all right?
We'll
do
that sandwich chat, Pete.
Don't derail us, Pete. We'll do that tomorrow. So Pete will be happy because we're doing it right now.
We are going to do 13 10 60. Do you love a banana sandwich? How do you have it? How do you prepare it? What do you have with it? What bread is it on? Tell us all of the things, and then we live on air are going to try a banana sandwich for the very, very first time.
I
guys
have one in my hand right now.
This is a world exclusive.
Yes, a world exclusive.
It is.
Are you sure no other radio shows ever tried this for themselves? Not that we've looked into it or checked.
This is an exclusive.
Whoa, Maz, take a look at the board right now. Take a look at the phone lines.
There are so many people calling 13 10 60 right now. We do need to get to your calls. Now, you're holding the banana sandwich in your hand, Gaundy. Are you going to eat it now? Are you going to wait?
No, I'm looking at it now. I'm going to wait. I want people to convince me on the phones. I don't know if I made a mistake by getting multigrain bread or not.
Rookie error.
You reckon?
I think so.
This has gone off. Banana sandwich chat in prime time. Look, he's going nuts.
We know what people are doing in their spare time. They're smashing banana sandwiches. That's what they're doing.
I'd never heard of this as a snack. Apparently your dad does it and now your husband does it.
Yes, yes. But I've never adventured to the banana sandwich, but we are going to do that live on air this morning. But let's talk to some peeps on 13 10 60.
We didn't know the interest was so high until now either, when people started hitting us up this much.
This is mind-blowing. Yeah. I want to know, how are you having your banana sandwich? Clearly, everybody's eating banana sandwiches, but how are you having it specifically? What is the preparation that goes into the banana sandwich? What is the bread that we're using? Mitch has called through on 13 10 60. Hi.
Hey, how you going?
So good, mate. Can you break it down exactly for us? How do you prepare your banana sandwich?
Yeah, no worries. So I normally get two slices of white bread.
White bread. Which,
yep, a very small, thin smear of margarine.
Yep.
And then basically cut your banana up into slices, lay it across, sprinkle sugar, and away you go.
Oh, sprinkle of sugar.
Yeah.
I think we've got honey on our one here this morning.
Yeah, we
haven't
got
on the
butter,
sugar.
Banana, so, and honey.
Do you reckon honey could be a good substitute for your sugar there, Mitch?
It could be. It would be a lot healthier, that's for sure.
A lot healthier, okay. Yes.
But yeah, it could work. Yeah.
Mitch, have you ever considered, and call me crazy, but toasting the banana sandwich?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Hot bananas though. Hot bananas.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. No.
Hot banana. Isn't that a song? No, that's hot potato.
No.
Well, look, Mitch. nothing has gone off more than this on our show so far.
Seriously, this is amazing.
Thank you, Mitch.
Thanks, buddy.
Let's also go to Sarah in Wagga on 13 10 60. Morning, Sarah.
Hey, babe.
Morning.
Talk us through it.
Yep. How are you having your banana sandwiches?
I have multigrain bread.
Yeah, that's what I've got.
Two slices.
Yes.
And I always slice up the banana and put caramel topping on it and toast it.
Holy moly.
Caramel
it's amazing.
Topping.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like dolce de leche banana sandwich. Okay.
It is so good.
It sounds
Mum and
amazing.
I used to have them grow like growing up and oh, amazing.
Best.
And you can even grill them.
I mean, caramel sauce on anything is pretty much a winner.
Oh, definitely.
I feel like I'm being convinced here. Honestly, like this could be my new snack. We've gone live on this, by the way, on our socials if you want to see this in prime time. One okay. more before we try the sandwich
People
for ourselves.
People are still calling through, by
it's
the way.
It's going off.
It's amazing.
Evie in Griffith on 131060. Good morning. Welcome to Banana Sandwich Chat.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
How are you having your banana sandwiches, Evie?
Oh, well, I like Abbott's dark rye, but any bread, really.
Okay, you dark rye. Ooh, oh. Okay.
It's really nice. It's like white, but it's rye.
That's exactly what it is, yeah. It's just yes. bread, but rye.
Okay, and okay. Then how are you preparing your banana sanger?
Yes, well, I have a little bit of butter, and I have either honey or jam.
Honey or jam?
Jam with banana. That sounds like a mix of fruits.
Okay.
It is. Yeah. And then, yeah. Or you can toast it with cheese.
With cheese and
well,
banana?
Okay,
hang
Evie,
on a sec.
You've got off
Evie,
track
come
here.
Come on now. Cheese and
cheesy
banana.
Cheesy banana sandwiches?
Mm. Yes.
I don't want to knock it till I've tried it, True. To be fair. Weird food combos are a thing.
But don't limit it to just bread. You've got rice cakes. And crumpets is another one with jam or honey.
Crumpets!
Does the banana go on top of the crumpet or are we talking a crumpet sandwich?
Sandwich!
Oh, just on top.
Just
and
on
then
top.
You can put sultanas and sesame seed.
I feel, Evie, have you written the banana sandwich recipe book or something? I feel like you have so many go-to recipes. It's amazing.
And you don't slice it, you mash it. It tastes better.
Mash banana. I don't know, man. Hey,
if you pick up a sandwich with it sliced, they can fall out.
Right, okay. Oh, yes. Well, look, someone else, we've had messages come through as well saying maybe try raisin toast with your bananas as well. So that has come through.
That's the toast element. So that's technically a toasted sandwich if you're putting the banana on raisin toast.
Are you ready to do this
thing?
Shall
we?
Maz Compton.
Consume a banana sandwich like there's nothing more interesting than listening to people eat on the radio.
Tommy's,
so here we go.
Tommy's Cafe have made these for us. This is a big moment. Maz is biting into hers right now. I'll get her little review on that.
It's so good.
Is it actually good?
It's actually really good.
Should I wait for you to finish your bite so I can...
It's funny if we both talk.
Well, I'm about to give mine a crack. Here we go.
It's really good.
Huh?
Yeah. I think it's because the honey... Oh, man. I feel like we're a master chef or something. Honey, the banana, the bread, the combo, the thing. We get it. I get it. I'm in. I'm sold. Banana sandwiches for life.
I could see peanut butter going well with that.
Oh, yes.
I could see peanut butter going in there. Mm. I'm convinced. I'm going to say I'm convinced on that.
So you're going camping this weekend. Mm-hmm. You're not going to hit up the bakery for 3 meals a day. You're just going to have banana sandwiches
all
weekend.
10 banana sandwiches. Thanks. I'm sorted for the weekend.
Gaundy and Maz.
This time yesterday, because I started the week of the show calling our boss, Jace, to see if I could stay at his house on Saturday night.
That's right.
Before starting the show. It was a big, well, it wasn't a no. He just didn't really want me to. But anyway, I've found myself in the same situation with our producer, Matt, for tonight.
What's the verdict? Producer Matt, is Gaundy allowed to stay at your house or crash the night?
Well, this time yesterday you said you had to wait until today to tell me.
99%, yes. Well, first off, I have someone staying on Saturday night, so they're coming early Saturday and I'd have to get the bed remade in the couple hours before they arrive.
Oh, mate, they can sleep in my – they can sleep where I've slept. That's fine.
And then I realised –
No, they can't. That's
Is Gaundy trying to get closer to his camping trip? Because I live on the northern end of where we are.
Yes.
I live on the northern end of the coast, which
That's
means
right.
you're trying to get closer to your camping trip. And then I went, or is it the fact that he's Airbnb'd his house for the whole weekend and he has nowhere to stay Friday night?
Look.
And he's trying to just stay at my place and he doesn't genuinely want to hang out.
Here's the thing.
Is that the case?
No, Matt, we hang out a lot.
Hang
I've
on,
stayed
mate.
At your place before.
Do you have Airbnb
like,
guests checking in today at 2 p.m.?
It's not like we never hang out. So this isn't that out of the blue. And
Gaundy.
Are you guys staying at our house next
Friday night?
There's a lot of
avoidance here. We haven't decided that yet.
You haven't? Well, I've given you the invitation. That's
yes
the thing.
Yes or no? Do you have Airbnb guests checking into your place at 2 p.m. today?
All of the above. But. So we're going camping. It is more convenient. Yeah, that is true. There's people staying,
you
of course.
You should split the profit
exactly.
that you're getting for your accommodation tonight with producer Matt. Matt, what's your tariff
for a
night?
Happy to share out your dinner.
Yeah, look, unless you want to be like little baby Jesus on Christmas and out in the manger out in my backyard, I think there's going to need to be a financial arrangement.
I think you're 50-50 split.
You're
actually,
staying, wait.
60-40
no.
Matt's
way. You're staying at my house next weekend. Do you know what we charge per night? You'd have to
you
owe me money.
Split that with Matt.
Who helped you get your last two jobs? Who helped you get this job?
This job, not the last two.
And who helped you get the one before that at the radio station that you were at? Who helped you get that one as well?
Oh, you don't know it.
What?
What?
I helped you get the last two.
No,
I should be able to. Yeah, at Nobre in Brisbane.
You're just making
really
this up
gone
now.
Off track.
I don't care. I'm trying to prove a point. Look,
all I'm saying is if you just said, hey, we've Airbnb'd our house, then I would have said yes straight off the bat.
No, you wouldn't have. You would have wanted
yes, I would.
You would have wanted coin.
That is a normal thing, and I guarantee you, anyone texts or calls us right now, they would agree with me. If you just asked, I would have said yes.
Mate.
But I've made you sweat on this. You can still stay, but I'm not happy about it.
I
want half the money.
I don't want to do it under those terms.
I don't
That's
like
not
it when
very
Daddy
good.
And Daddy
God.
Fight.
Yeah, come on, man. Bloody hell.
You ready? Gondi and Maz, the Hit Break the Show.